Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Good morning, everyone. It's Alex and Sophia back at it again, making Mondays great again with another episode of Call Her Daddy. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All in our fields today. So, hello, Sophia. Hi. How was your weekend? How are you doing?
Oh, wow. My weekend, I'm tan. Ooh. I've lost 4 pounds. But how was my weekend, Alex? You fucker, you were attached to my hip, so you know how my weekend was. Stop playing around.
We were together all week. Now, last week I said I was going on 3 dates, though. Mm-hmm. Like, give me my minute. Like, let me have a moment to just, like, talk about my shit.
Moment of silence. 1, 2, 3, go.
So last week I went on 3 dates. One of them I canceled and he'll never talk to me again. One of them I regret more than anything in my life. And one of them I loved. I had an amazing date. It was the last one, so I guess save the best for last. It was an awesome date. And we really just hit it off. To be honest, we ended up going on a lunch date the next day. But it wasn't like a morning after kind of lunch date. Like, I slept in my own bed. We didn't do anything.
Sure.
And then we met up for lunch the next day. And it was very, like, we're in love. Like, hi, I'm in love. Let's do the damn thing. So
that's amazing.
I think you and I, before we move forward.
I have something I want to say.
Go ahead.
Last week, I try to not listen to what I record so I don't, you know, cry myself to sleep. But I realize that I keep calling women bitches. And I just want everybody to know, I mean it in the most endearing way. I call myself a bitch. I call Alex a bitch's bitch. Everyone's a bitch. Let's go. It's fine. Own it.
Own it. Love it. Yes. Live it. Feel it. I agree. I know. I'm like, wow. Are we putting girls down? I'm like, no. We love you all. We support you. Let's do the damn thing all together. So shout out to all the women. This is honestly for you. I love you all.
Okay. I love you.
So first, okay, so we called people bitches. Second of all, Sophia.
Yeah.
We got invited to the motherfucking Hamptons this week, baby.
This is like a rite of passage. If you live in New York, you're like, how do I get there? How do I get there?
What do I do? Oh my God.
Boom.
Everyone that's anyone is in the Hamptons. Bougie as fuck. Okay, so we got the invite. And you know who we got the invite from? So the guy that I had a successful date with, boom, he actually invited us out that weekend. But ironically, I mean, you think New York isn't a small town? It's a goddamn small town, because the guy I went on the date with, his best friend is actually someone Sophia used to hook up with for quite some time. And he invited us to the Hamptons, and we knew he was going to be there. So we're like, oh, I don't know if we want to go, if we don't want
to
go.
I don't want this to get too insular, but I used to hook up with a guy, and now his best friend is somewhat talking to Alex, and he's the one that invited us. And the best friend was going to be there this week, and I'm like, what, did the four of us just do? Like,
we're going to have
a
nice
foursome, guys. not a foursome. I know I have a reputation. I meant four-way, happy family, boom, boom, boom,
just hang out all together. It is funny because when you were hooking up with him, you wanted me to hook up with his friend. And now I finally found his friend, but not through you. And I want you to go back and hook up with the friend. So it's a big fat foursome. Let's do it. Let's get it right. Okay, oh. So that's our update. We had three dates, whatever. Well, I had...
as we discussed last podcast.
Okay, so anyways, I want to just say we set up the callherdaddy.com website. Shit's popping. I mean, fire.
Oh my God.
You guys are the shit, the tits, lickety lick. Thank you so much. I actually don't know what just came out of my mouth. Disregard that. Cut that. Okay, so thank you guys so much because your shit's awesome. You guys sent in stories. You sent in advice. You sent in everything that we could actually come up with content for days with your questions and your advice.
So entertaining, so relatable. I'm like, fuck, I want to live on this page.
Can I say my favorite, my all-time favorite questions are the foot fetish questions. Now, let me just say, a lot of times guys slide into my DMs or like, baby girl, what can I pay you to get a pic of the feet? And I'm like, dear God, oh my God, what the hell? And literally in our forum, girls, is it okay if a guy has a foot fetish? What the fuck?
Okay, you're saying what the fuck. I'm saying I had a guy, and I can pull it up right now, in my DM, and he said, hey, send me a pair of your used shoes. I'm not making this up.
Sorry,
for what? $500.
What?
A pair of used shoes. I think I maybe showed Lauren before our roommate. I don't know. And, you know, at that moment, I don't know how I was doing with money, but I looked at the corner of my room, and I saw these disgusting Cheetah Forever 21 flats.
No.
Literally, maybe $19. I don't know. And I was like,
money signs are in your eyes.
I could just send these nasty things for $500. Like,
no.
Does that make me a bad person? Is that brilliant? Should we start a business?
Hold the fucking phone. You looked at a $12 pair of shoes and you're like, babe, this guy wants to lick in and around my toe holes. Let's get it popping.
Okay. And it just occurred to me. You know what he said? He said, the more used, the better. And guys with a foot fetish, that's what they want. They want the sweaty. They want to know that you've been walking around New York in those for like 10 days
straight.
Wait,
did he want a picture of just your feet or what?
No, he wanted the actual shoe. And then he was like, so I know it's your feet. Like, I need to see like a picture with you and the shoe. And then the shoe
arrives.
It's
basically a nude, just way, way down south.
I wonder if I put like a little floss in between my toes and had my feet wear a thong, and that would just get him the fuck off.
He's like, that's basically her vagina.
I'm going
at this
on a
point.
Tangent.
Honestly, to end this little story of foot fetishes, let me just say, Sophia, all I'm getting from this conversation is, let's start a fucking foot fetish line. Dude, let's do this for our listeners.
Yes.
Let's see how many guys we can sell pictures of our feet to, and let's fucking count as much money we make, and then we can donate to charity.
Any guy with a foot fetish out there, we are about to send you our Forever 21 flats. Fucking DM us.
Babe, I have so many dirty ass shoes. They're coming your way now.
I have Coachella shoes.
Oh my God, I just came in my pants. Okay, so thank you guys so much for writing in, though, to the callherdaddy.com. Let's move away from the feet and let's get to the real fucking content. So I took down a couple questions that people wrote in, and I have to admit, I didn't tell Sophia beforehand, so I'm just going to So I'm just going to rattle some off. Here we go. All right,
okay,
a guy wrote in. He put his gender. I don't know. He just said male. I'm like, okay. He wrote in and he said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stalkerish is it if I keep watching my Snap map on Snapchat to see where someone is so I accidentally run into her?
Dude, that's fucking brilliant. It's romance, it's dedication, and that's all it fucking is. Go for it.
I'm so confused why we haven't thought about that. I have people on Snapchat
that
I'm like,
kidding?
Hi, let's
do you hang. Know me? I should probably not know, but thanks for the ideas. One crazy person to another. Woo!
Brilliant, genius, so romantic. Okay, next one. I matched with this guy on POF. Everything was going well until he suggested he wanted to watch me fuck another guy in front of him. I honestly didn't know how to react, so I just ended up blocking him. Well, I know you can tell her how to react. But also, what the fuck is POF? She said, I met a guy on POF.
Are we old as shit? What the hell is POF? Is that a high school thing? Someone help me.
It's a high school dating app, and now I'm 50.
POF? Is that how you say it?
Hi, POF.
Oh, wow.
Someone said, is it bad? I'm, oh, shit. This is actually kind of a funny one.
No.
Is it bad? I'm trying to get back with my ex, but I'm also looking for a sugar daddy because I'm broke as fuck. I don't have any romantic feelings for the daddies. I'm just trying to live a debt-free life.
Oh, my God. I don't even have to, like, hesitate on this one.
Oh.
Your boyfriend and your sugar daddy are two different entities. One is a relationship. One is a business. Your boyfriend doesn't need to know anything. Just keep your Chanel bags and your Louboutins, you know, a little secret, or else he might ask questions. But besides that, go for it, baby. Done.
Oh, my God. Okay, I love that answer. I couldn't feel more confident about that. Holy shit. Okay, someone said, oh, I love this one. Every guy in America, listen up, baby. What are your thoughts on coming too fast? Is it a deal breaker? What if it's the first time you have sex with them and you're really interested? Oh, I kind of feel bad.
You know, every time a guy says that, I'm like, close your eyes. Imagine your mom eating out your grandma. And if you can come after that, then you have problems. If not, you should be able to hold it in. Boom.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting arrested. Bye.
No, but seriously, you got to think of shit like that. Hold it in.
Think of anything that just, you know, takes it from a midnight to whatever.
Yeah, what was, okay, I love that. Sophia, I really appreciate that. And yes, guys, it does kind of matter. So really do your work and think of grandma and mom. Okay, two. Jesus Christ, this one's kind of bad. Okay, 2 a.m. Okay, so he said a really long story about this crazy girl he met, and I was like, oh my God. But the moral of the story is at the end, he said, 2 a.m., she fucks me with no condom. Should I be worried that I'm going to have a kid in 9 months with the most crazy girl on the planet?
To that I say, dear God, you're in our prayers, and Godspeed.
Honestly, though,
you're dumb.
Honestly, you're dumb, but at the same time, like, I would love an invitation to the baby shower.
Yes.
And like, you know, if you're gonna fuck with no condom with a crazy bitch, you better get ready for 12 kids. Cheaper by the dozen up in this bitch. What are we talking about? I'm sorry, I'm just saying it. So I just want to say thanks, guys, so much for writing in. We have so many stories, and there's going to be more on each episode, but
please,
whatever.
Every episode.
Yes. Okay.
I'm ready.
So with that being said, let's talk about last week, because Sophia talked about cheating.
Yeah, that story was...
Mm. It was fun, but let me just say, I kind of feel like people may be like, damn, she cheated, but what if you're the person that gets cheated on?
I've been cheated on before.
Hi, FYI. And that's what I was going to say. So I think I got cheated on. I think so. I think.
We don't know. We're still, you know,
we're still debating. But okay, so let me quickly say, it was a guy I was talking to way back when, and you know, I was just trying to keep it light and tight and bright. And I think we were exclusive. Like, it was very kind of like in between. I don't really fuck with the word exclusive, but we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And well, here you go. Here's what happened. So I felt like he was being shady. Now, everybody listening, am I a bad person?
No.
I feel kind of like you. Okay.
So
this is what I felt. I was being shady as fuck. So I knew he was being shady.
Oh,
as
a little
fuck.
Twist.
No,
okay.
But do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes if you're being fucking shady and you see him pulling out the same tendencies of the shadiness,
yes.
I'm like, hold the fucking phone, motherfucker. I just did that to you last week when I was XYZ. I said I was at Burger King. God knows why I wasn't at Burger King.
And I'm just going to, I'm sorry, I just have to like interject.
Yeah.
When you're acting the most paranoid crazy, a lot of times it's because you're being fucking shady and crazy.
So,
whatever, go
okay,
on.
So I admit I was being sketchy as fuck. I'm sorry. Anyways, so I'm being sketchy. And you know, I'm like, I do like to play a little bit of games. He comes home and I'm like, every guy thinks they're... every girl, too, because I do the same fucking thing. You're so smart. Ooh, my phone is clean. You'll never find anything on me, motherfucker. The iPad or the fucking computer.
They never... because the iPhone is so much to worry about already in
itself.
You don't think, like, gotta babysit the iPad. Gotta babysit the
laptop. Apple is fucking everyone left and right. So, I go for the iPad. He comes home and... I admit, I did care. I really did care about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I was in it, but I kind of just wanted to see him squirm. So we were talking. I'm like, you're being shady as fuck, whatever, blah, blah, blah. pull out the iPad right in front of him. And I didn't even need him to swipe it open because his face turned Casper the friendly motherfucking ghost. He was so fucking white. I'm like, okay, so, yep, I'm going to find mad shit on here. I could have walked out of the room, but I'm like, no, I need to pain him even more. I said, open this in front of me right now. And he's just like, yeah, of course. I got you right now, babe. I forget my password. Hold on. And I'm like, bitch. The fucking thumb put that shit on and activate it. And he's like,
the thumb.
He's like, oh, okay. But you know, some girls kind of do that at night. They're like, here, babe. And you put the phone and put their thumb on it and it's open.
Okay. That's a side note. Go on.
Okay, so he opens the iPad and I look. And of course, ass, tits. I'm like, yeah, I expected all this shit. But I'm trying to like watch him while he sweats. And then I found the most brilliant girl ever. She sends him a video of herself sucking another guy's dick. Oh, hairy as fuck. Guys, keep it a little bit, like, cleaned up.
Trimmed.
Go see Bruno at the barber shop. So then I'm like, okay, holy shit. She's down on this dick and filming it with her fucking hand.
No way.
He's not filming it. No. She's filming it.
And you know who fucking love that? Is my
ex-boyfriend.
He'd be like, nothing turns me on more than another girl sucking another
guy's
dick.
So I'm watching this. And, like, mind you, he's sitting with me watching my reactions. And I'm, like, smiling. And he's like, oh, okay, so did she not find the ass and tits? And I'm like, I'm enjoying every second of this because this girl, dude, this is art. She's filming herself sucking another guy's dick. And then she sends it to him. And in quotes, she literally says, practicing for you, babe. I'm like, hold on.
And how was the practice?
Okay, so before I get into how the practicing was, because that's a whole other story, poor girl. I don't think he was into it because there's a lot of hair, whatever. But she literally, I go to her Instagram because I'm like, who is this? You know, maybe she's a nice girl. I see her Instagram, Mother fucking Teresa, country girl. Oh my God, I've never seen a dick in my life, mama. I'm like, hold on.
Like Sunday post at church.
Yes.
You know what I have to say about that? Anytime a girl looks like a fucking angel, acts like an angel, if you have those friends or best friends that they never talk to you about getting dick, once again, I sound like a truck driver, but about getting dick, those are the ones you have to fucking worry about. The girl that never talks to you about getting down and then you hear from someone else that she, you know, got a train ran on her. I'm like, I can't trust you.
We see right
I through hate
you.
That.
That's what I said. So I see the Instagram. I'm like, lies. This is all lies. I'm watching you in your at-home videos with this guy's dick as you're sending it to another guy. And then I'm like, wow, she's got a little cute dress on and she's with the family and the little brother and the dog with the golden retriever. And I'm like, you are a liar. So I was like, shit. But back to it. Yes. I think it made me feel a little bit confident because the dick sucking was a grade C minus D average.
I'm going to tell anyone listening. I can't describe it, but there's something called the fucking Cooper special, and I know that's why you're about to start talking about sucking dick. Cooper special, you heard it here first.
Dad!
Talent.
No!
Talented.
What are you you want to talk about blowjobs? Let's get into the fucking blowjob topic. I would appreciate it if the Cooper special is put on hold, and let's talk about the motherfucking Gluck Gluck 3000/9000. Boom! Sophia's face is like, here you go, Alex. You take this segment because I don't know what the hell
came out of your mouth.
All right, every man listening, you may honestly think you have no idea what this is. You, however, I pray to God, you have experienced this, but you just didn't know how to name. Ladies listening, let me just say, I promise focus is key right now, girls, because this will change your sex life. So a little birdie, a male birdie told me, and I want to call him something because when I say a little male birdie, this guy is maybe the most experienced guy I know in sex. Let's call him Male X. X is the most well-versed man. He has had sex with every kind of girl, every nationality, every age. He's doing MILFs, younger girls, older, you name it, he's done it. So I trust his opinion because he fucks, okay? Hi. So he basically told me And girls, I know you're all like, Alex, what is it? He claims, and I quote, the Gluck Gluck 3000, 9000 is every man's kryptonite. Now every guy on here is like, oh my God, wait, wait, wait. Every guy in the room is like, all right, bitch, tell us, what is it, what
kryptonite.
Is it?
Okay.
All right, so I will give you the little definition of this Gluck Gluck. It is a vacuum seal double hand twist gawk gawk combo.
No.
Sophia just fell out of her chair. She's like, whoa. Vacuum seal double hand twist gawk gawk
combo. Can we talk about a blowjob now and not a vacuum cleaner?
No. Let me tell you. Listen, any girl can give a blowjob. It is the accessories that you bring with that blowjob that make America great again.
Oh.
I swear to God, I'm not a Trump supporter. Fuck me, huh? Okay, so let me just say, you're like, okay, what's the vacuum seal? The vacuum seal, let's just, everybody close your eyes and picture.
Closing.
You're in the Sahara Desert, and you are parched. You need water. She's been trapped in the Sahara. It's been 3 days, and she needs water. And his wiener, is a big fat gallon of Poland Spring water. Okay, Sophia's like, okay,
wow.
Here we go. So naturally, anybody that is parched, they will die to get to that water.
They would die for dick at that point. I would die for dick at that point in the Sahara Desert.
You will die for that motherfucking dick.
So you're saying blowjob has to be you acting like you are about to die for that dick.
Listen, if a guy looks down and he sees a girl that's like, okay, I wonder what I'm going to have for, like, dinner tonight. And, like, oh, my God, when is this going to be over? Like, why hasn't he come yet? He's like, okay, well, then here we go. I'm getting soft and so. Okay, it's over. You need to look like I am starving. I am going to die until he literally gives me that. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No.
He gives me that gallon of water. Oh, shit.
The white. It's a little bit white. Water.
So you're dying. You're dying to get that. I'm sorry. The emphasis on the Gluck Gluck 3000 is this. It's the noises. It's the volume at which the saliva and the sloppiness comes on his penis. And then it's the hand usage. And when I say hand usage, and every guy in this room, just close your eyes because you're all going to show me which one is going to be so happy to hear this. The double hand lets him know that piece is ginormous. You gotta hit him with the double hand because he's like, God damn, my shit's big. You have to. So what I'm saying, though, is for a 3,000 to a 9,000, there's very different levels at which, how sloppy are you getting? How crazy are you getting with your hands? Are your hands going in the same motion? Or are they going in different motions? Left hand's going right, right hand's going left, and we're switching that shit up, and we're going
juicy,
on the merry-go-round, motherfuckers.
Lefty, righty. Wow, sloppy. I feel like I want to text that to a guy right now. Can I give you a sloppy blowjob? I feel like he's going to go from 6 to midnight.
There is no thing that is considered a blowjob unless it is the sloppiest, wettest, nastiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
That's so hot.
Okay, and this is what he claims. Research shows, he said, within 24 hours, you know.
You become a girlfriend?
No. Well, kind of, actually. Within 24 hours, if you do the Gluck Gluck, which I mean, you're double hand twisting, you're vacuum sealing, you are the sloppiest girl in the room. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I swear I'm not degrading women. I'm just giving you guys tips here because I swear it works. Okay, in 24 hours post blowjob, you will know if you are a 9,000 performer or if you're a 3,000 performer.
Oh.
9,000 is like you ramp everything the fuck up. It's like if you're on a treadmill and you're at speed 3, I'm like, me and my grandma are chilling, and nine, no bitch is fucking catching you to the finish line because I'm about to make this guy come faster than life.
Oh,
okay.
I feel like I must be a 3,000 because I didn't know about the hand motion.
Well, you know, we have bananas in our apartment,
thought,
and we know we're gonna get to the 9,000 level real fucking quick.
I genuinely thought it was all about the deep throat. Is that not a thing anymore?
Listen,
am I living in the past?
When I
is
tell
like
you,
2 years older
when I
than
tell
you, I don't know anymore.
Listen,
fucking cobwebs down there.
When I tell you noise takes a guy from a 0
oh
to 100.
God.
You, like we said, you are dying for that dick. Put on a soundtrack of your mouth.
Oh, okay. God, like what I just did.
No, like, oh! Make noise and he will actually come. So, like I said, guaranteed, if you are at the 9,000 level, and ladies, I'll let you research a little bit, and if you guys want to write in, let me know if you want me to actually go into more detail.
Well,
you can let me know, but I know my dad listens, so hi, Dad, whatever. Okay, guaranteed, he will start texting you back faster.
Yeah.
He will randomly hit you with the FaceTimes. he may start to send you little cute animal emojis in the DMs. And, you know, the guy is literally going to be like, babe, have you eaten today? And send you that Uber Eats.
I just don't know if BDs are that important.
Okay. Let me just say this. Okay.
Are they?
This is beginning episode whatever of the Alex Cooper testimony on blowjobs. Here we go. If you are not sucking your man's dick, that's fine. 100% your decision. Mm-hmm. I respect it. I understand it. However, if you are not, somebody else is. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Let me just say, no guy is in a committed, faithful, serious relationship, and he is abstaining from oral sex. I'm sorry. Every girl can hate me in America, but I'm telling you the truth. I swear to God. You can have great sex. Absolutely. Get down and do your damn thing. But a blowjob and sex are completely different experiences.
Okay.
And you can't just satisfy one. You need to satisfy both.
What just came out of your mouth? I'm still comprehending.
Dude, I sound like I suck dick for a living. My God.
I'm like, fuck. Whoa.
I wish I had a dick
so you could suck it at this point. I'm excited.
I know. You're getting like, oh, God, Alex. No, I'm just telling you. That's my experience and that's what I know.
Well, and I understand and I agree / disagree.
Okay.
You know, the guy, my ex, who I obviously, referred to frequently.
He's a time.
Maybe actually, because he's having fucking foursomes and another girl sucks his dick for him. I don't have to worry about it. No, I just feel like sometimes a blowjob is not the most important thing to a guy. My ex would tell me.
I feel like every guy in the subway that's listening to this morning is like rolling their eyes like, oh my God, Sophia, whatever. Come on,
no.
Suck my dick.
No, they know better. They know
okay.
Sometimes it's nowhere near as important as having great sex.
No, you know what?
I swear to God, my ex would tell me, I would be like, I want to suck your dick more. Okay. And he would be like, that's great, but like, sex for me and like our sex is so much more important, so much hotter, blah, blah, blah. And that wasn't just because I sucked at giving head, which I know everyone's thinking.
Oh my God.
He genuinely was like that, and I could tell.
Okay.
And you know what? With that said, I'm going to say something more important.
Oh,
because we're fucking talking about how to get a guy off this entire podcast. How about if you're dying for that dick and giving him the Gluck Gluck 3000, you better be suffocating his fucking face with your labia.
Boom!
And that's it. And this is serious. And that's what should be happening. If you're going to do that, and even if you're not, he should be going down on you for 45 minutes. Hopefully knowing how to do it.
Giving you the whole treatment. I agree. Wait a second. Hold on. My mom will be so proud. I want to clarify, this podcast is not just about like, please your man and make him come. No, this is also about guys. We're going to get to you. Don't worry. I know you're sitting on there like, yo, Alex and Sophia are giving us the shit. No. We're about to.
Apparently I'm not giving anyone shit. So.
We're about to roast you. What I'm saying is you guys, I pray to God, Tom Brady does not watch film. He is the best. Why does he still watch film? You can be the best at something. There's always room for improvement. I swear it's so imperative. Some people think porn is the craziest thing. Watch porn together. What do you want your man to do to you? Send him a video of it. What do you want your guy to do to you? Show him. Because at the end of the day, it kind of makes it more fun. Babe, let's try this tonight. Yeah. Babe, let's do this tonight.
It's a great way to go about it, is
thank
showing.
You. I know.
And I feel like,
that's why I have great, successful relationships. Fuck.
It's just always playing in a room. I'm like, can you turn Pornhub off?
What? Oh, my God. Okay, but listen. So what I think we want to make sure is everybody knows, women, we're going to get to you. Don't worry. We will roast the men. We will teach them how to go downtown and really get suffocated by your vagine in the pristine way. However, I'm just going at guys right now because it's easy. But do we kind of sound like dudes? I'm like, yo, the Gluck Gluck, it'll blow your fucking mind. Like, I have a penis.
We definitely sound like dudes, but, whatever.
The moral of the story is, women, we're coming for you. I just taught you about the Gluck Gluck, and I want all of you to research it. Even if, we actually kind of just found out that an 11-year-old listens to our podcast. So I want to give you a shout out because, baby girl, please don't do anything we're talking about. I know you're just getting ready. You're preparing for the race that's going to come in 20 years.
Yeah, once you're 18, listen.
We're like 17-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Don't listen. And then we just found out an 11-year-old listened. So I love you and you're honestly the shit, but just, you know, like abstain a little bit longer. Anyways, the point is, girls, we love you. Guys, find out what the fucking Gluckluck is. Girls, find out and make it happen.
Absolutely.
Next week, we're going to teach men. I was about to say, we're going to teach men how to go down south on your woman.
Oh, my God. We're going to teach men how to do the Gluckluck 3000 on a girl, okay? Because that's more important.
Tell me every guy's not going to be like, okay, got to schedule the date, and I'm about to listen to that shit because I need to make my girl. Because I know guys get embarrassed if they come first before a girl. So we're about to talk about all that next week. Also, next week, let's just talk about butt stuff because you know that gets the crowd wild.
Butt stuff could mean workout. It could mean anal. It could mean
in and
Kim Kardashian's
around
butt.
The butthole. We'll all right. Thank you guys so freaking much for listening. Don't forget to write in any questions, advice you guys need, or any stories you want us to tell on callherdaddy at callherdaddy.com. Appreciate you guys for listening. I hope you learned a thing or two, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank
we'll
you so
see
much.
You guys. Bye.
Bye.